Chapter 5. To serve France. Isidore turned white.
You are Raymond, the niece of the Count, but you are dead. I saw your body drowned by the sea this morning.
Raymond smiled.
You saw my bracelet on a body and thought that it was me. In fact, that was the body of a young girl that died yesterday. Because she looked like me, we decided to fake my death so that I may help Lupin, my husband, start a new life. We just put my bracelet on her. But you shot a man who I now know is your husband Lupin. There was blood,
said Isidore.
The gun did not have real bullets, and the blood was pig's blood,
said Raymond.
We had to make it look like Lupin had been shot and may have died. And now we are free to start a new life together, with your help.
Isidore started to cry. He now understood that these people were not robbers or thieves. They were working for France. Lupin said,
Isidore, I am getting old. I am not as quick as I was in the past. I am worried that I will be put in jail or killed, and that people will not understand why I do what I do. France needs a new Lupin. Isidore, you are a clever boy. This is very important for a Lupin. Will you be France's new Lupin?
I don't know how to be a Lupin,
the boy answered quietly.
I will train you. I will teach you how to fight hand to hand. I will teach you how to use disguises and how to get in and out of buildings. You will serve your country. But only the king will know who you really are. It is a lonely life, but our country needs you. France needs a Lupin.
Isidore stood up and dried his eyes.
Yes, I will be the next Lupin.
Lupin and Raymond each took one of Isidore Beautrelet's hands. They led him to a stone wall that had one small stone of a different color. Lupin pushed on the stone, and a secret door opened, leading to some stairs that went down into a big room. Isidore could feel the cool air of the underground rooms.
Welcome, said Lupin, to the Hollow Needle. That's what we call the secret rooms of the Needle.
Raymond told Isidore,
You will now see the treasures of the last 500 years. Some things may surprise you. Some things may shock you.
As they went down the stairs, Isidore Beautrelet said to himself,
I am Lupin, King of Thieves.